Ho, ho, ho to all you hoes. Welcome to Skintimate Combos.
All right. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Yes. Welcome back.
Episode 3.
So today we're celebrating our Christmas. End of the year, Christmas, holidays, all the things. So we can start by talking about New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, yeah, great topic.
So, well, closing out the year, what was your highlight of this year?
Oh my gosh, this year has just been like amazing, like such a year of just like growth and knowledge. Obviously, like you opening SKN like has just been the highlight of everything.
It feels
everything.
Like it's been 10 years. It
bitch, yeah. It really has. Like it's been so long, but it's been the best year. I would say just literally everything, like
everything SKN.
Everything SKN has just been the best.
That's been my highlight.
Yeah. Like when I think of something, I don't know, SKN.
Yeah.
SKN. All of our SKN parties, SKN merch, like it's just SKN. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. What's is that yours too, you would say?
SKN. I think that's been my life. Yeah. I haven't done anything not SKN in so long.
I know.
Really so going haven't. Into my resolutions, like that's one thing that I really want.
Mm-hmm.
I love SKN everything. Yes. But I want to like give myself some time. I feel like it's
been a little challenging. Like we knew this whole year was just going to be SKN, mm-hmm. which we've prepared ourselves for. But I think like in the thick of it, we're just like, it's SKN. Like we realize we have no work life, personal life balance. Mm-hmm. It's been really hard.
That's my biggest resolution, I think, in the upcoming year is going to be balancing my time better. Yeah. I feel like my time management is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
But I'd been doing the same schedule for years.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then this was a whole new schedule.
And I just clocked in, clocked out. Mm-hmm. Bye. You know, like now I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't clock out.
No, you don't. You never stop.
No.
And like, where was I going with that?
No, yeah, but like getting back to on topic, like we want that mm-hmm. resolution, that we want to prioritize mm-hmm. that in yes. the new year.
Yeah, I think we will. I think it'll be good. We'll help each other mm-hmm. just to like, we want to get back into the gym.
We're stable. Really
we don't do well too with changes. This is where I was going a second ago. We don't do well with changes. Like we suck. Like we like the same routine every single day, every single week.
Same food, same everything, same schedule. No, yeah. For sure.
And like obviously mm-hmm. we've made the schedule work for us and it's been a really good schedule.
No, it's worked amazing for work.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we get home, we're just like
dead.
Like, I like, don't want to do shit. Anything.
Yeah, it's hard.
And then with the time change, I'm not a winter girl, fall girl. Mm-mm. Like, I'm just like, it's dark. It's time for bed.
Yeah. Bed by 8 o'clock, and it's great. But yeah, New Year's resolution for sure.
Definitely.
Work life, home life
When
balance.
It comes to business, I want to finish out our team. Mm-hmm. I won't give too many details just so I don't surprise that too much. But hopefully in the next year, we'll have our full team together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want more growth, so in the future years probably. But, like, this year, we grew really quick,
yeah.
which was really amazing.
Yeah. So and all the goals, too, that you set happened.
Oh, they all happened. I'm yeah. all, check, check, check. So yeah. it's a good thing. I feel like I really accomplished a lot, which was mm-hmm. great. But now, next year, I want to get back on, like, a good routine of things, knowing exactly what we're going to offer, mm-hmm. too. Like, we've been experimenting with things this year.
Yeah.
It's which been kind been of, like, a year of experimenting. Mm-hmm. And finding the best treatments for you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so it's good. Obviously, though, we will still continue to be mm-hmm. trying all the new treatments. But we're hoping to another New Year's resolution is to be more consistent mm-hmm. with, like, prioritizing ourselves. And, like, being more consistent with, like,
even
treatments.
Ourselves. Like, well, yeah. we don't ever treat ourselves.
No,
like,
barely.
I think we need to, like, get on the schedule, do all the things.
Yeah.
Because then we have better results. Mm-hmm. We can share those results. It's just
for sure.
All in all.
Yeah. Just
so
more consistency
much better.
Would be
And
phenomenal.
That would be more work stuff, personal stuff. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what I want to do more personally.
My personal, one of my New Year's goals is to have a better morning routine.
She's a sleepy girl.
Because I don't have one. I wake up at 7 o'clock-ish and leave by 7:30.
And throw and on her sunblock at home.
Yeah, I mean, put on my sunscreen makeup and either at home or mostly at work and call it mm-hmm. a day. But I just always feel so rushed. Like, I really need to get, like, wake up at, like, 6:30, I think. Just have a little bit
I
more
wake up
time.
At 5:45 every day.
No.
So the fact that she wakes up at 7, I'm just like, no, F you.
Yeah.
F you.
I need sleep. I'm tired.
I mean, good for you, but I just could not. Like, I'm too crazy.
No, you always are up early as fuck. Like, every single day, even on her off days, I'm like, I'm trying to sleep in. She's like, nah, I got up at 6. I'm like,
I know. Yeah, sleep is not a thing.
No, sleep is my number one priority.
My thing has always been like, you sleep when you die.
No, you need sleep to be rested to have full energy. It's too dark for her.
She's like, no.
Well, no.
No, no darkness. No, so definitely, and I feel like with the new year, that'll be a fresh start. Because I feel like it's too late. It's the holidays.
It's already the holiday season. We're already in too deep of it, so. Mm-hmm.
And drink more water, less C4s.
Yeah.
That should be.
We literally just talked about that. Like, we are going to drink more water for sure. We're all going to start like a group thread or something and be like, no, drink your water, bitch. Yeah. Like,
I told Eddie, like, be the police. Yeah. Make me drink one before
after
I take
every client,
a patient.
Take a sip,
back,
bitch. Like, we need to drink water. Too much caffeine. We live on C4s and coffee.
Well, I just don't understand is like, how is it so easy
to drink
a C4 and wine, but water is so hard? Like, I mean, that's a struggle.
Mm hmm. Like, these are full of wine, and we have brand new water right here.
We won't touch. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Media Kings. But yeah, probably not going to get touched.
Yeah, no, everything just is so smooth to go down, but water sucks. It's so hard. We even have, like, new water bottles. We were pretty good at
the beginning. I get so many water bottles. Does anybody else do that? Like, if I get a new water bottle,
we're going to drink water.
It's going to justify it because I'll drink more.
If we get a new Lipsy, will we drink water?
Yeah, no.
No. Mm-mm. No, we don't.
If I threw some wine in there, but I think that's frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, so that's my resolution, health-wise, being healthier. We all want to do that. So we're all going to just, at SKN anyways, we're all going to keep each other more accountable.
Yes. Yeah, we for sure are. Mm-hmm. And me and Bianca, too, like, we always were so heavy. Bianca, for sure, has been, like, into the gym for years. I feel like the past few years, like, I finally was just nice and
consistent.
Her. Yeah, like, we need the gym. This year has been so hard, like, going to the gym, working out. Like, we just don't want to, or we're so tired or don't have time. So we're definitely, we're already, like, planned our whole year next year, and we have time for the gym now. Yes. So I think that'll be so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's moving your body, just, like, getting up, and it's
when I
good.
Met Haley, she was like, I was like, what are you going to do to lose weight? She'll have a Cool Sculpt.
Like, get surgery.
Or I'll get surgery. I was like, oh, you don't want to try? And she's like,
No, I did not. Like, oh, okay. I'm a lazy bitch. But now, because of Bianca, like, I'm just like.
I crack the whip.
Yeah, she does. Sometimes she's like, she'll get mad at me if I don't go to the gym.
I do. But I get really salty. But it's just because it's my priority, and I'm like, why isn't it yours?
Yeah, but.
But
I,
she has
I
different
try.
Priorities. I'm such an asshole. Like, I just don't have a life.
That's the gym for sure is Bianca's main priority and always has been, and I
and
feel like always will be.
Me not be so bitchy.
She needs it. I can feel she gets out her anger, listens to hard metal rock, and I'm just like all there, High School Musical.
And Frozen. And
Let it go. But I'm trying to get better, but having her as a gym partner for sure has just been like so motivational, and I feel like we finally had like a good routine down the past like 2 years. We went pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then this year was just.
So if you ever need a personal trainer, somebody to keep you into compliance.
Body by B.
Me. Just kidding. Am I really
no, I'm just kidding.
Time.
She's my gym partner, you guys. So
So tell me how Tay-Tay was.
Oh, my
That's
God,
so
bitch.
Exciting.
Okay, so it was so cool. Toronto, was so much fun. Seeing Taylor for the third time was really great because I'm somebody, as you know, like, I watch shit on repeat, and I need to see things, like, 10 million times to actually, like, remember
it. To actually
it
enjoy it.
Yes.
Like, she's crazy.
I don't.
Like, I went with her the first one, and I feel like I got the short end of the stick because she didn't enjoy it. She was so stressed out. Like, she
really
was shaking. She was, like, sitting there, like, about to throw up, and I was just like, yeah! Like, I was into
I'm
it.
I'm so glad she had the time of her
I
life there.
I had the best time, which I'm glad because that was the only one I got to go to, so.
Yeah,
but
I know.
At least Haley's gotten to redo it. Her second one was a lot better, thankfully.
Yeah, the first time I had Taylor amnesia, in
which
concert,
is a thing. I didn't even think that was.
Yeah,
a thing.
I think I was just in utter shock, truthfully, that I just was seeing Taylor Swift in person and I was in the same room as her. Like, I was just like
starstruck.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a thing.
And then I ended up having COVID.
Oh yeah,
I was sick.
Well, she was like, I don't know if I'm sick or if I'm just not okay.
Anyway, but. Back to this new one, but so this was really cool. I feel like I was able to, like, really soak it all in and kind of, like,
enjoy it
a little bit more and, like, remember some things because obviously I've seen the movie, like, I can't even tell you how many times.
Technically, she's seen the concert probably, like, 10 times at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This time it was cool. I was up close. We were on the floor. I think, like, it was cool to see her up close, but I feel like I like the stands a little bit better. If I'm going to be up in the floor next time, I need to be front row. Because so many people are just, like, there.
When I feel like if it's like this...
Oh, your neck hurts.
It's harder to, like, actually enjoy, like, yeah. than seeing, like... Because when I saw it, like, it was down below. I was just comfortable.
Yeah.
I took it all in.
Yeah, no, you did. You had the time of your life.
Oh, I had the best time. It was so great. Like, nobody knows this, but I'm a Swiftie, but I will never, like... She's such a Swiftie. I'm a closet Swiftie. I'm not one to be like, oh, my God, like, I have the bracelets.
No.
I am.
She is a Swiftie. She knows all the songs.
I know every word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all... So... The fake Swifties out there, I'm like, you don't even know the
There's
song.
There's a lot of fake Swifties. I'm and like, I'm for sure like an OG
And that's
Swiftie.
What I always tell her. I'm like, other people, I'm like, that person 2 years ago hated her, but who am I? Who am I to judge?
But you're for sure not, you're Swiftie. We're all Swifties now. But yeah, so it was so great. Wine sip.
That's good. We got sippy cups because I talk with my hands.
Yeah.
And this kind
she
of.
She spills it all the time.
I know. I just got her new comfort. Sweatsuit. Ugh, she got like hers too, scene.
But I know it came out thankfully. But yeah, so we're sippy cups for Media Kings and for my house.
I just always need a sippy cup. It's fine. It's okay.
But yeah, so back to Toronto. It was really cool, again, seeing everything. Niagara Falls, oh my gosh, was
beautiful.
But how
was Canada? Because that's my thing. So, I didn't want to so much as go, I just wanted to go to Canada.
I kind of thought it was going to be different. Like, I was going to a whole other country. It was just like the U.S. The only thing different was that they drive in kilometers. Kilometers?
Oh, kilometers.
Yeah, kilometers. Kilometers. And that was it. Oh. And Tim Hortons everywhere, which is more like a Starbucks or a Dunkin'. But Tim Hortons literally on every single corner. Like, I couldn't tell you how many Tim Hortons coffee shops I've seen.
Did you have the coffee?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
It was all right. But it was like their breakfast was really good.
I do think though, when we venture out, we try to do our Starbs order, and it doesn't work.
Oh my gosh! Another thing that they didn't have there: no sugar free anywhere.
Oh.
So I was drinking sugary shit the whole time. I'm type 1 diabetic, you guys. Like, I can't drink sugary shit. I probably shouldn't have, but like, I need a coffee.
No, I feel so bad when we actually go out and she's like, I need this to be diet. Like, I always tell them she's diabetic, so I don't want them to spit in her stuff just because she's like beautiful. They don't expect her to have like anything going on with her. No, so then I'm like, oh, they just think you're a bitch.
Yeah.
No. But no, I'm always like, no, this is
I need
for
it.
Real.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, she's not doing it to be
sugar.
Like skinny or anything. She's doing it because that's your life.
Yeah. Like, I rather eat my carbs than drink my carbs. Mm-hmm. So my blood sugar was kind of high the whole time because I needed coffee, but nothing had sugar free. So that kind of sucked. But other than that, it was beautiful, great. I loved all the Christmas. Toronto was totally Tay-Tayed out. Like, if you were going there and you didn't know she was there,
you would know.
You would know for sure. Everything was Tay-Tayed.
I'd be like, what is all
music
this lavender
was everywhere.
Haze.
Yeah. Friendship bracelets everywhere. Christmas trees. Like, it was so cool.
Christmas Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's magical. Like all you.
I know.
Haley's a little elf. Like, she's obsessed. Her favorite movie is
From
Elf.
From the North Pole.
From the North Pole, for sure.
Yeah. I'm a happy elf.
She is.
I am elf.
I'm an angry elf.
I got elf socks when I was out there. I can't wait to wear them to work.
You haven't. You should have worn them.
I know. I'm going to wear them every day now. I'm going to wash them, obviously.
I hope not. I'm all... Maybe not. Maybe once a week. Get some wash time.
Yeah. No, for sure. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was a great trip. I definitely miss Bianca, though. Like, I literally hate not traveling with her. Like, it's so...
I think it's just become, like, such a routine now. Like, we're just used to it.
Yeah. And then traveling with, like, Zach and my sister, for sure, were great. Like, they're definitely travelers, too. But I don't know. Like, we just have...
We have such a routine.
A system. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's just...
But I think we did it so much there for a while. Which is another thing in our resolution. Yeah. We want to get back to traveling. Because we used to travel so much. Yeah. We have so much fun.
We used to go somewhere, like, at least once a month.
Once
maybe
a month.
Every other month.
No, one year I looked at my, like, Southwest history, and there was literally 13 trips in 1 year. I was so proud. Yeah. I was like, oh, we were so close to getting, like, the...
Oh, the partner pass, or the...
What is it?
Pass?
Companion pass, yeah. I'm like, we were so close, but...
I know.
Yeah,
we'll try again next year.
This next year. Yeah. No, it could happen.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot actually planned this year already. I'm
just
excited.
Hope we do it.
We for sure already have a good amount, like...
No, for sure.
I think planned.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
You guys get to see all of our hot mess shenanigans.
So, yeah, that will be part of our New Year's resolution as well. So, yeah, overall, great trip. It was fun. was a good time. But now I'm sad the Eras Tour is like...
It's officially over. But you guys, she killed it. She is...
That girl is a badass. Like, she, mm-hmm. if it, anybody can do it, it's Tay Tay. Like,
and she's smart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, the fact that she's beautiful, young, intelligent, mm-hmm. like, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
I learned so much from her lyrics. I'm always looking up the words.
Always. Yeah. And then, too, I guess there's a bunch of facts that, like, how much she has actually helped and impacted the economy.
Yeah.
Because everywhere she went, like, in Toronto, for that 6 days she was there, she raised, like, $287 billion.
The fact that she knows these facts.
But, like, insane. Yeah. So smart. I know, and then I'm all, but then I don't know.
No, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Like, she's cool. Badass bitch.
Definite goals.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe someday.
So, for this holiday season, what would you say is, like, the hottest product to use? I would say the holiday season because it's cold.
Uh-huh.
Like in this cold wintry months, especially in New Mexico, because that just dries us out even more. So if you're like, why am I so dry? I'm using my Hydrenity products. It's winter in New Mexico.
Yeah.
It's dry AF, you guys.
It is dry AF. Like I have seen it in all of my clients. Like everyone's skin is just either getting like a little congested, a little blackheads, or literally dry. I would say number one product or ingredient that you need to be using for winter, hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid every single day, morning and night. More than just hyaluronic though too. Like having a product that has hyaluronic, but you should also be doing like hydrating masks.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrating mask, like even in the shower, you let the steam do its thing. Put on a nice calming hydrating mask. Use it every day. Your skin will just be like so soft and plump. Hydration for sure solves all.
If anything, we've really learned in this past year that we weren't doing before was hydrating products.
Yeah.
We were all stripping the shit out of our barriers. With like, I was like, oh, I need this. That's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's for certain people. Don't get me wrong. Like, some people, I'm like, girl, your skin is thriving on that harsh shit. But on me.
For sure. No.
No.
Yeah. And for some people, for sure, those harsh, they shouldn't say harsh, but like more active ingredients do work really well. But at the end of the day, they all come back and they're like, oh, my skin is starting to get dry. Hydration.
That's been the biggest thing that she's found in people that she's switched over that are new clients to us is switching their products.
Yeah.
Because you get stuck on a medical grade product and you stick with it. And that's great, but your skin gets tired of it. Like we do. You get tired of eating the same shit all the time. Like, same with your skin. Like, your skin gets tired of it. And if you start seeing that it's being a little more difficult, that's typically the reason. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that we see is an angry barrier. Like, Haley sees it all the time.
I just love Bianca has really evolved, you guys. Like,
I didn't care about skincare before.
No, not at all.
So where were we at before? They'd be like, what should I use? I'm like, I don't know, ask an esthetician. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't care to learn more about it because I was so busy with learning my stuff and
finishing
being
school.
Good at what I was in school and I have kids
and
all the things. It was so much that I was just like, I don't want to even deal with it. Like, I was like, I'll send them to estheticians. That's their specialty. That's what their jam. But I've really made it a point to actually learn all the products
and
learn
has.
All the things. Mm-hmm. And I use all these fancy terms now.
Oh, it's so great. So when she just says that, I'm just like,
No, but I really listen to Haley. She's taught me so much. Like, she really is a skincare queen. Like, she knows her shit.
Mm-hmm. Literally, it's all I know. I don't really know anything else in life.
That's okay. You don't need anything
That's
else.
That's okay. That's why I'm a skin fairy. Don't ask me, like, certain questions on certain ingredients, because I don't know that. But I can tell you a good amount, depending what your skin needs. I can just look at somebody. I'm like, they need this.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them on. And
that's
then
the best
like,
feeling, though, is, like, when I'm like, I think you need this, but let me go get Haley. And she'll say the same things, and I'm just sitting there like, I just said that. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it makes me feel so good.
It's so good. I love it. No, so hydration for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like just switching anybody and everybody to anything hydrating. But my literal favorite hydrating product that I have ever tried, I've tried so many hyaluronic acids, you guys.
Like, all of them.
Yeah.
We've tried them all.
Mm-hmm. I love the Hydrenity Restorative HA. I love the thickness of it. It's a dual weight hyaluronic. So it's not only going to deeply hydrate your surface, it's really deeply hydrating like most of your skin layers. And you don't need any water to emulsify the hyaluronic, because most hyaluronic serums, you need at least a little bit of water drops to activate the hyaluronic to like really drive into your skin.
Did anybody even know that? Because I didn't. Like, and I've been using HAs for years.
Yeah. No, it's a thing.
HAs are a literal filler, you guys. Like, yeah. So it's like a surface level filler. Like, you're paying so much to inject your face with this stuff. Why not use it topically mm-hmm. every day? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be like the best combo.
It really mm-hmm. is. You guys, your filler going to keep thriving if you add mm-hmm. a hyaluronic, I swear. But this one in particular, it lowers your skin's temperature by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius. So it's going to really dramatically help reduce any redness and inflammation within the skin. Acne, redness, pigment.
Us melasma girlies. Melasma.
It is all contributed from inflammation within the skin. So this serum is very healing and very therapeutic to the skin. It can also be used after any post-procedure, like skin pen, Morpheus, mm-hmm. anything like invasive like that. Invasive like mm-hmm. that, but it's not that they're that invasive. But invasive like that.
I mean, it's breaking the skin barrier, so it's pretty invasive, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, it's very healing. So it's going to really help your healing time.
No,
I put everybody on it. It's great.
I always give an option. Like, you can either do the Hydrenity kit mm-hmm. or the kit we give you, because you're not going to leave empty-handed mm-hmm. when it comes to the more invasive treatments.
We always give you
want you
something.
To have the best results. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're all hydrating products. Mm-hmm.
Hydration mm-hmm. at a deeper level would be the next level. Would be, okay, so then we do the skin, the outside mm-hmm. stuff, and then the surface level things. And then you can use Diamond Glow. Diamond Glow is like that next level that goes a little bit deeper, but barely. Mm-hmm. But it does infuse the serum, unclogs pores, really is – it allows your serums to penetrate a little bit better.
Totally does.
And then the next level would be our mermaid facial with the meso needling. And then from there, Skinvive is in that layer.
We never talk about Skinvive.
Skinvive is –
You guys, Skinvive is the shit, and we don't talk about it that much, you know, actually.
It's really underrated.
It really is. So what it is, Bianca, it's like an injection that goes right very superficial.
Very much under the skin, uh-huh. and they like to promote it as an internal moisturizer. It's actually, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, you guys, everything I say is my opinion, so don't trust it completely, mm-hmm. but it is a watered-down filler, in my opinion. It's very, very water. Like, if I were to mm-hmm. get a syringe and just drip it, it's going to drip. Yeah. There's no chains keeping it together. It's not going to be, like, cohesive. It's just very watered down. So it just makes your skin look healthy.
So good.
It's amazing.
Gives you such a beautiful glow.
It lasts about 6 months.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just a very fine, super...
Very tiny needle.
Tiniest needle. It's tinier than my insulin needles.
Mm-hmm.
And she just injects it.
Very superficial, right?
Lasts 6 months. Mm-hmm. Makes your skin just glow. Kind of like helps reduce your pores. Any type of texture.
It does. It shrinks pores. It helps provide some volume. Mm-hmm. As much as they say do not promote it, it's not a volumizer. But if you have fine lines, crepiness, it really does help... like hide
plump
them
it
and it plumps them up, and so it reduces pore size, helps with fine lines, mm-hmm. wrinkles, acne scars. If you've done all the things with Haley, you've done the PRF, you've done the microneedling, and you still have those a few pitted, we can go in and put some Skinvive. Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
So good.
For that.
Yeah, we really don't. We need to talk about this more, actually. Mm-hmm.
So that always, like, is a Juvederm product mm-hmm. you guys would love.
We've been doing it for, gosh, I don't know, since it came out. I don't even know how long. Maybe a year, 2 years. But anytime, like, it kind of runs out, like, we kind of know. At, like, some point, we're just like,
my skin looks dull.
What's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we just feel dull or just not, like, as glowy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we have a skin treatment log that we've made in our notes for everything that we've done. Mm-hmm. And we check the last
time. Because we're bad about charting ourselves.
Oh, my gosh. We don't know. I couldn't tell you what I did on myself yesterday. And we're like, we go back into our log and see when our last Skinvive, and we're just like, it's our Skinvive.
And your makeup just goes on, like, beautifully. But it's very underwhelming if you don't have your skin under control.
Exactly. Yes. That is
so
very
that's
true.
Where mm-hmm. it's like a catch-22 with mm-hmm. people is I won't just allow anybody to do it if they're not already on a skincare regimen mm-hmm. or they're not already seeing Haley or focused or Danny.
Yeah.
Or focused in any type of way on their skincare. Because mm-hmm. if you're not doing all the things,
you're not going to see anything.
You're going to be like, I don't see anything. Yeah. And it's a waste.
You need to be mentally there, I think, mm-hmm. with your skin routine, just like seeing it in your skin. You
have a skin awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that skin awareness. Yeah. So no, highly recommend that too. But overall, just hydration. Hydration, you guys. The CO2 treatment.
That increases your hydration by 118%?
117%.
Oh, I'm so close.
Almost there. Same thing. 117% really plumps, smooths, firms, shrinks your pores, brightens up your complexion. If you have a big event, like if I have so many brides, I'll do it the day before or have them do it the day of. Their makeup, oh my gosh, goes on so good. Can do it, helps reduce redness, rosacea, all kinds of things. You can do it once a week. You can do it once a month.
If you guys are familiar and with the hyperbaric chamber, that's pretty much what it is on your skin. So even occlusions, because that's when you would want to put people in a hyperbaric chamber because it can affect your skin and refusion.
Well, I've never sneezed on the podcast.
Girl, what do I do?
For real, what do I do?
But what it is, it just really helps with your blood flow. Yeah. Like, all the things. Like, it's amazing. The CO2 mask is, honestly, like, I was such a skeptic. I was like, how's this gel going to do anything? Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And then add it on to any treatment. Mm-hmm.
Surgeons use it in surgery.
Yeah.
Because it helps.
It helps heal healing. Their surgical scars, and it helps their bruising. And it's also used to heal diabetic ulcers. So it's more than just, like, a mask. It's a literal treatment. It's literally doing stuff than just sitting on your skin. Mm-hmm. It's magic. If you haven't tried it, you need to try it.
So then, like, back to the layers. So then skin – okay, so what were we saying? Oh, no, so products.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diamond Glow.
Diamond Glow.
Skin Vive. Meso-needling. Skin Pen, and then Morpheus.
Yeah.
And that would be attacking it at all the different levels. And then finally, your filler. Your filler's going to be at the deepest level because we can go down to bone with a lot of the fillers. Yeah, so.
Which is so cool. And filler, I think you already said this, but filler is literally hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's way more advanced shit in there and, like, obviously chemicals.
I mean, they're made differently, but yeah.
It's hyaluronic.
In fact, we've posted about the differences or we're going to soon, or if we haven't, we should have already, so by the time this comes out. But yeah, and it'll talk about the differences, because all our fillers have different technologies too. They're made a little bit different, but they're all hyaluronic acid. So, well, the ones we carry at SKN anyway.
What do you guys think of our Santa hats? Off topic real quick, but we just made them.
I got a cricket. So I'm like,
we've been cricketing everything,
logo and everything.
Yeah. SKN everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Yeah. These were so cute.
I mean, we get all our stuff professionally done, but the little things, it's been fun. Me and Haley are crafty.
Yeah.
We're little Martha
Stewart.
We just drink
some wine and have girls' time. Mm-hmm. And we just sit at our counters and we just fucking craft. Like,
because I was so scared to use it. I was like, I need Haley to sit here. Like, I'll do all the things. But, like,
I
just need
it. And
I was just like, you need to come over. I need help.
She was supposed to do it and she didn't. And then we kind of forgot too. But she's like, I just need you there. And I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm.
When she was there, I was like, I was like, oh my God, it was so easy.
But I have the magic touch on the cricket.
No, she does. She knows how to, like, load the paper. Mm-hmm. She's the best loader.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it was fun. Love the cricket. Okay, let's see.
So when you're in Toronto, like, what are your travel must-haves? Like, what's the thing that you cannot travel without product-wise? Because
I need to know Hyacin.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Hyacin all the freaking way.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, I had a sore throat, and I was like, like, that's, does it do me? I don't know. But in my mind, it did.
In our minds,
I felt like it helped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're traveling, I really feel like, for sure, Hyacin, because that's going to kill all bad bacteria. But you need an exfoliant scrub. I don't know. Planes just are so gross. The oxygen in the air is literally not good.
Mm-hmm.
And you need an exfoliant. Like, scrub that shit away. Exfoliation and hydration are key, really. So when I was in Toronto, obviously Hyacin, I didn't take my CBD mist because that was, I don't
know. Shocker. You're usually
I know. But I don't know, like, the laws there.
So,
yeah. But even though you can, like,
I was gonna
smoke
say,
marijuana
sure
on the
you
streets.
Can smoke marijuana on the street.
But when we're crossing the border,
CBD,
they ask.
I guess that
I
would
know.
Be really scary leaving the country.
Yeah. It was my first time leaving the country, so I had no idea. But
I think CBD is legal. But
yeah,
I mean, you could be in prison right now. So. Trusting my guidance. Well, I don't know.
That would be a dream, though, for a day. I don't want to
go
for a long time.
She is the weirdest person, you guys. She wants a tour.
I really want to go to a tour jail.
Like,
I think it would be so cool. I want to go see some inmates and just see how they live. I'll probably freak at how dirty it is. But, like, I just...
She probably, oh, no, let me organize your sandals. Like,
I don't know. Crazy. I want to see. Like, I just want to see it. I want to see how they shower. I want to see their cafeteria. I want to see what they eat.
See how they shower.
Not how, but where the...
Well, this just took a turn. I just want
to go visit a jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know people. It's probably going to happen soon, but I just think she's wild.
I know. I am. I'll probably get in there and go, get me out of here.
She'll probably cry.
Probably.
She'll probably be in the bathroom. Can you come pick me up?
At least I'll call Bianca. She'll answer. Yeah. But yeah.
So no travel necessities because I, now that I've traveled without you a few times, I usually rely on her to bring the products. Like, why should I pack anything? Mm-hmm. You have all my shit.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the past couple times I've been taking my whole Hydrenity line. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that does so much for me. I use the Vivid.
Yep.
Well, the spray. Hyacin spray. I use Vivid and then Restorative. And honestly, that's all I would need. And my Color Science, because that's my makeup. But
honestly, that's exactly all that I took to Toronto.
Like, that's like my most basic. Those are
the must-haves, honestly.
At home, I use all, like, my whole line. But for traveling purposes, I felt like that just did the job.
As cleanser, because obviously you need a good cleanser too. Because do not use that nasty bar of soap or whatever the fuck is in a hotel. Like, disgusting. Mm. So for... cleanser, I took my Color Science Barrier Pro Cleanser.
I usually take that one.
Yeah, it's so good, you guys.
Like, it takes off all my makeup.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Literally, in one, it's a double cleanse and a one-step cleanse. Still double cleanse at night, always. But
it's just that really good. Quick and dirty.
I know. I'll admit, like, sometimes I'm lazy at night and I just want to do a quick, one fast cleanse. Barrier Pro. It really removes off, it's like a magnet, so it really draws and pulls up that makeup, waterproof makeup. I wear waterproof mascara. It takes that off right away. Mm-hmm. Really just clean. So I took that cleanser, all my Hydrenity products, and then of course Color Science makeup all day, every day.
But that's taken away from my makeup wipe use. I was a makeup wipe whore. I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I that's loved all she used. It. I was like, it's a Neutrogena. It's healthy. No, it was drying me out, which I didn't know. I was just like, I don't know, in New Mexico, I'm dry as hell. But
and the friction, you guys, like, no, you don't need to rub your skin like that. What? No. If you're using makeup wipes, please come see me.
No, but she really did make me start using the Color Science Barrier Pro. I love it. Like, you can bring me a million different fancy ass. That she's one's picky always when it comes to her cleansers. I love that one. And I use now our Hydrenity.
The Prelude.
Oh, I double cleanse. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
that.
Know this.
Oh, I do that every night.
How do you like the Prelude?
My shower.
Ooh.
So I do my Color Science, take off my mascara, and then I will go in with the Prelude. And, oh, I just feel so good. Someone told me it, like, benefits, like, pores and all these things. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God, I need to use it. So I use it.
No, so this Prelude cleanser from Hydrenity, it is a treatment cleanser. I feel like I need to blow my nose.
Can somebody get her a Kleenex?
It's okay. The Prelude cleanser is literally a treatment cleanser. So over time, within the first 2 weeks, you'll see a significant difference in the bad bacteria on your skin and in your pores.
It's like an antibacterial soap for your
skin. Yeah, it really like cleans. It also has a patent technology. I couldn't really tell you that patent technology, but has a patent technology in it. Brightens up your complexion, increases your elasticity and your collagen growth. So great for fine lines, great for aging. Again, brightens up everything, really disinfects, cleans your pores. They have studies under the Vizio blue light cameras that you can really see a dramatic change within the 2 weeks of using it. It smells really good, like cotton candy, fruity pebbles.
I'd say more fruity pebbles with the hint of old man.
Yeah. Hint of musky.
It's not like somebody bad told me maybe it's lavender. More like a musky at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It just smells like a man. Like, it's very, like,
I think like it smells
divine. It smells good. I had to get used to it. I was just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. And it's like, but a really kind of fluffy cotton candy, like cotton it. Candy type of feel. Mm-hmm. If you want a good deep cleanse, you guys, Barrier Pro.
Plus that
as your second cleanse. Your skin will be thriving.
Like, so good.
Acne
after.
Safe, non-comedogenic, helps clear acne, obviously. So it's a must. She's a little pricey, but it's worth it. Like, highly freaking recommend that cleanser.
when it comes to these products, you guys, we invest in all this dumb stuff. Like, you wear it everywhere.
Yeah, and it's the first thing that people see. And then, like, if you are kind of, like, hesitant to purchase, like, medical-grade skincare products, I bet you guys you're spending way more money at Sephora or Ulta buying these stupid – I shouldn't say stupid – these, like, products that don't do anything. Spend your money on medical grade.
Medical grade. You will see I really such learned a the difference. Because I was that girl that I was just like, oh, I want this expensive product because I saw a TikTok. Mm-hmm. Well, it did nothing for me, but it was popular.
Yeah.
And these trendy things, like, they come and go, but medical grade skincare.
It's the best.
It's
once you go medical grade, you can never go back.
Yeah.
No. Like, would you ever go back to your makeup wipes?
No.
Yes. I guess. No, I'm just kidding. I know, because I'm all. I guess every sometimes, like, when we're drunk or
the
something,
only
it's,
time,
like, comes
no, the
in clutch.
The only time I ever use makeup wipes, I'll be honest, is when I'm traveling. If I don't have enough time to, like, get in there or really just travel purposes, because I wear more makeup when we travel, too. And that's the only time.
Yeah.
And, or if I have falsies, because I need to get around them without, like, I need to make them last.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And when I use my color sense, I will get in there and, like, take all of it off, and I don't want my lashes to come off. So that's when I used to be really bad with my wipes, was really just eye makeup.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
But cutting that out, like, the fine lines, the crepiness, all the things have improved.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like, plus my under eye retinol cream. You guys, that's my favorite.
Yeah, the SK eye retinol.
That changed my life.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That really had changed your eyes. Like,
because I was getting creepy.
So good.
Like, I'm not perfect, but.
I mean, yeah, you are.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So are you.
Yeah, because of you. Thanks.
So after the holiday season, guys, pamper yourselves.
Yeah.
Get yourself skincare,
self-care. Self-care is a must. Like, self-care is, like, peaceful, makes you feel good. Like, if you feel good, everything is good.
Plus, if your skin looks healthy, you look healthy.
Exactly.
That was one thing that we did learn when we launched SkinVive. Because I'm an Allergan trainer, so I get to see all the things before they get out to the public. Mm-hmm. But that's what they taught us as trainers, was that if you look at somebody's skin and it looks dull, they don't look healthy. And you want to radiate that health, not only from within, but, like, you want to show that health. And skin health is huge.
No, for sure.
We don't think about it.
And, again, it's, like, the first thing that people see when they look at you is your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I see, so.
Well, you look at that. I'm all looking at their filler. I'm all, or their Botox. I'm all, you could use this many units.
I know. I'm always like, oh, look at this. Bianca, my before and after.
She's she'll be all, oh, my gosh. They didn't go to me. Who's their injector? But then she's just like, oh, my gosh, look at my before and after. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then when she's showing me her people.
So like, I'm going to look at this, and she's like, oh, my God, their skin.
Yeah, no,
I'm
the like, other day she had the best before and after on this, like, cutest little older client. And I was like, oh, my God, she needs to have some hydration. Like, look at this. Like, her skin would be thriving afterwards.
And I was like, yeah, okay, but look at my before. Look what I did.
So we do it. We do it to each other.
Yeah, we do. But yin and yang, guys. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
They go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what else? S'mores.
S'mores. Yes, that's...
Wine and cheese.
There you go. You remind me of that guy from that movie where he's like spaghetti and meatball. It's like, oh, my God. Haley.
Yeah, that's us. But, yeah, no. So, take care of your guys' skin. Take care of yourself. Like... I think that would be a good resolution for
everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody needs.
Yeah, everybody needs self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Make you number one priority.
What someone told me the other day, she was like, you have to be better you to be like a better parent and all the things. And I was just like, no, I agree. And she's like, no, but when you're in a plane, what do they say? Mask yourself first, then mask someone. Think about it like that. You want to like be
like,
the best you.
Yourself.
Don't neglect your kids or anything. But like. Also, don't neglect yourself, because we have, as women, especially women, I feel like we're always just wanting to take care of everybody else before taking care of us. And we got to take care of us, too.
No, for sure.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. When, again, when you feel better, everything is just better.
Yeah, you're a better person.
You can give
you're happier. You're
fill
more confident.
Fill your cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Whatever the saying goes.
What did you say? Fill your cup of tea.
Because when your tea's half empty or your cup's half empty, then it's just like you're not the... Not your full self.
Yeah.
Or positive energy. I don't know.
Yes.
Be positive. Just stay in Delulu.
Mom. And this works. This is why it works for her.
Yeah. I love Delulu.
Is the Salulu. For the usual.
Yeah. All righty.
What else do we have on the agenda today?
I don't know.
What is...
Well, let's drink some wine.
Well, cheers to that. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Also made by our cricket.
We did this too big.
Aw.
It's all a wine. We did the S-can too big, and then our S-can a little too small, I think.
No, but I think
the S-can fits good.
Can you imagine if it was bigger? It would be
I want
over.
S-can everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love it. I actually get a lot of people asking, like, where we get our stuff from and how we get it made, which is really cool.
Everybody wants to wear the merch.
Yeah, we...
At some point, but then, too, we have nowhere to store it at
S-can. Like, but we do. We want to bring on some merch. I think that'd be really...
Mm-hmm. Maybe that might be a New Year resolution. Something for next year.
Yeah, we'd need like a whole team. That's one of my other resolutions is now that I have all my teams in place. Because you guys, it takes a village like to run a business. Like I've learned so much.
Yeah, you really have.
But like I have such a big team in so many ways. Like there's finance, there's legal, there's all these different teams. I feel like now that I feel like we're finally at a good place, I'm so happy with all my teams. I've actually gone through a few different ones just kind of testing the waters.
And it's like you I are feel happy like, with everybody.
Oh, I'm happy with everyone. Yeah. My accounting team is just the best. I'm so happy with them. My legal team is amazing. And now my marketing, social media team, like
so good.
So good. Amongst all the other behind the scenes. And then obviously you guys know our team. And
Faces of S-can. The best.
No, it's been really good. So that's one thing now that I have all that, I think everything was going to just flow so much better.
Yeah. No, it's going to be so good. It's just going to keep growing, keep evolving. It's just going to be the best. It already is the best, but it's just going to keep getting better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think so. All right, you guys. Well, I know. So happy holidays. Thank you so much for watching.
Keep us posted. Yeah, trying to DM maybe us, do 2 months. Give two us a month. Your feedback. Mm-hmm. What you want us to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, we you can guys talk send about in some topics.
The craziest things, the dumbest things some days. Cause
Do you want it to be more personable, more about us, more business?
Or we can switch it each time.
But we're up for suggestions. But in the meantime, this is so fun. Just it's like so fun. Doing it with my bestie. It's great.
It's been a great
I've been telling everybody, like, it's so wild, like, seeing our dreams becoming a reality. It's, like, just so surreal. It's so great. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even feel real.
No.
It's still not real.
We're in a blur.
Yeah. Maybe next year I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Right. So thank you guys so much. This is always so much fun. And we will see you guys next time on Skintment.
Convos. Yeah. Bye, bitches.
Yeah, bye, bitches.